Welcome. This is the dsmith.org podcast for Monday, January 8th, 2007. Finding that glitch. I'm Doug Smith. One of the things we seem to do a lot in engineering is finding glitches in our design, especially in the development lab or in the test engineering. We're trying to track down this glitch, and quite often, if it's a difficult to find glitch, at least in my past, it has resulted in nights and weekends at work. And whenever something caused me to spend nights and weekends at work, I try to find a way so that doesn't happen again, at least not for that cause. So I've developed a number of thoughts on how to track down some of these glitches in various designs. And I thought I would go over a few of them with you here and a little bit of history and propose a method of finding a noise glitch generated within a board and see what you think of it. There are a couple of articles on my website already that touch on this subject. One of them was called The Elusive Glitch Part 2. It was actually part of a three-part series, but the one called Part 2, November 2001, what I did there was I said, gee, we're trying to look for a glitch on a circuit that maybe this thing occurs once a week or once a day. It's sort of difficult to find. So we got our scope all set up in the lab. It's all set up to trigger, and now we sit back and wait. Now, the problem is, as many of the articles on my website show, scope probes in general pick up noise from all kinds of things, not necessarily the thing that you want. And in that case, for the November 2001 article, I showed that you could pick up noise from other things in the room, such as people touching doorknobs. And the way to tell that the glitch was real, rather than just pick up in the scope probe that someone touched a doorknob, was to take an identical probe, set it maybe a short distance away, a foot or two, and maybe short it out and hook it to a piece of metal about the size of the board you're using and display it on another trace of the scope. If you get an event that shows up in both probes, it's probably not on your board. In fact, it's definitely not on your board. It's somewhere in the room, and maybe you can neglect it, at least that you know that where the source is coming from. Then later on, in December 2004, I did an article, technical tidbit, called Locating ESD and Other Impulsive Events, where I talked mostly about the room scale and using time delay between two antennas hooked to a scope to find the location in a room or in a large machine of a source of noise. But I'd like to talk about now something a little more local, right down at the circuit board level, how I would find a glitch that I can get on the scope screen, and I realize it's on the board somewhere, not in the room. But how do I track it down on the board? To start with, we're going to need a pretty fast scope because the time delay across the board isn't very much, maybe a nanosecond and a half or so per 30 centimeters or about a foot. So we'll need a pretty fast scope, something like 20 or 40 gigasamples per second. But many laboratories have that now. If you're working in leading-edge signal integrity, you probably already have such instruments around. So let's talk for a minute about finding something that's putting a big glitch in the ground structure of the board. So let's say we take a pair of identical differential probes of the kind that you can get from several manufacturers today, high-bandwidth probes. And let's say I put the two two pins of the probe on the ground plane of the board, a short distance apart, and I can see a glitch in there, assuming it's due to a voltage drop on the ground plane and not a magnetic field getting into the loop at the end of the probe. I'll take another probe and stick it at the same point, measure the same glitch, and I might want to rotate the probe tips to get maximum so that they're in line with the way the current's flowing. So now I take the second probe and move it a few centimeters away and make sort of a circle around and look for glitches flowing in the ground plane that are in the direction that's a little bit earlier in time. When I find that direction, I'll move the first probe to that point and take the second probe and now make an arc from there. And I'm sort of heading in a direction to find the earliest time this was generated. Well, since there's a lot of things that are synchronous on boards these days, it's quite possible there's more than one source of this glitch, and we may home in on more than one. When you're going around the circle, you might find there's some things that are earlier in different directions, and there could also be device delays involved in this. But I'm thinking of the direction that gives me, as I go around, a smooth increase to maximum delay, but not a lot of delay. For instance, a delay longer than the size of the board would obviously be just device delay somewhere. So let's assume that I can home in on a device with this, and then I might be able to decide what's going on and what's the problem and why am I getting this glitch. You could also imagine the same thing applied to power to ground, although if you have a really well-designed power to ground, you probably shouldn't be getting glitches in there. Very low impedance, but assuming that we could get a high-speed glitch, and in both of these cases, the glitch would need to be high-speed, a fast rising edge, much faster than the size of the board for propagation delay, otherwise you wouldn't be able to find it this way. Imagine that we take a probe from power to ground, a pair of them, measure a glitch of some kind, and now I take the second probe and go about an inch or a couple centimeters away and look for earlier time for that spike. Anyway, I haven't had a chance to find out if this method works or not. It seems like it might. I haven't had a good chance to try it out. If any of you do and either have good or bad experience with it, I'd be interested to hear. Maybe we can do a little podcast over the phone on how you did it, or possibly write it up as a technical tidbit, something like that. For glitches that are longer in rise time than say, the propagation delay across the board, then I have to do something a little different. This would maybe even be more of a system level thing, come to think of it. And I've done this with switching supplies a lot. If you have a board or a backplane or something that's got a number of switching power supplies on it, and you're seeing a glitch somewhere else in the system, and you're pretty sure it's one of those supplies, it's a very simple method would be to trigger the scope probe, or however you're looking, this could even be a magnetic pickup loop, trigger at the end point where you're actually experiencing a problem, a scope, and then on a second trace, take a movable probe, either a loop probe or a voltage probe. A loop probe would work well. If you tend to hold it near switching supplies, you can easily pick up the leakage flux and you can get the switching supply. And in this case, we're looking for something from a supply that's coincident with the noise somewhere else in the system. I've had a number of cases where I've had success with this an approach for slower rise time signals. In one case, I was able to find the source of a glitch. It was due to a switching power supply about a meter away in a system, but it was not hooked to this part of the circuit, and it was causing corruption of a hard disk a meter away, and it wasn't even connected to the hard disk. But using this triggering and looking for other power supplies that are synchronous to the noise that I was seeing. So it is a very effective approach. One more point before I wrap this up. I'm actually recording this on Sunday, January 7th, to release it on the 8th. Later in February, I'm doing this every year now for the foreseeable future in February. I'm holding sort of an interesting event here. It's a class limited to 6 people in Newport Beach, California, and it's sort of a one-on-one experience for several days. Details of the individual courses are on my website, emcest.com or dsmith.org. And I think I have spots that I could commit to maybe one or maybe two more people right now. And it's quite an experience. If you're interested, send me an email and I'll give you details on that. Well, again, thanks for listening. And send any comments, suggestions to Doug at dsmith.org. The next podcast should be out later this week, and we hope to see you then.